ADO. Jonas Kaufman die zondag naar het Concertgebouw komt als onderdeel van het Holland Festival om het 70-jarige Holland Festival luister bij te zetten. Het feest begint zaterdag. 3 weken lang voorstellingen, concerten, manifestaties in de hoofdstad Amsterdam. Artistiek leider van het festival is de Britse Ruth Mackenzie. Volgend jaar leidt ze voor de 4e en laatste keer het prestigieuze kunstenfestival. En daarmee is zij van alle directeuren de kortstzittende. Ruth Mackenzie, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on our show.
Thank you very much for inviting me. And how wonderful to hear Jonas Kaufman.
Yeah, well, by choosing him or inviting him, you as an artistic director stand in a long tradition of Holland Festival, great vocalists, especially in the early years when Kathleen Ferrier and Maria Callas came to Amsterdam.
That's exactly right. And also the residency orchestra, of course, will be playing with Jonas Kaufman, who played in the very first Holland Festival. So we are referring to our early years as we achieve our 70th birthday, and we're still feeling very young and sprightly, can I say.
Is it risky to invite a star like Jonas Kaufman?
Gosh, I think it's a once in a lifetime chance for everyone to enjoy Jonas Kaufman in his first solo concert here in Amsterdam. It will be a complete treat.
And he is coming.
He is coming, yes.
Well, that sounds great. Ze staat in een lange traditie van het Holland Festival, Ruth Mackenzie. Want in de beginjaren kwam Kathleen Ferrier en Maria Callas. En om het 70-jarige Holland Festival luister bij te zetten, hebben ze inderdaad Jonas Kaufman uitgenodigd. En daar draait het inderdaad om. Die lange traditie. You succeeded Pierre Audi in 2014. And you'll be leaving the festival after next year. So, how was it to step in this Holland Festival tradition created during 10 years of Pierre Audi? Is it the period of 4 or 5 years, is that enough to put your own stamp on the festival?
Well, I don't think that's for me to say. Of course, it is always a good piece of advice not to follow someone brilliant. A piece of advice I ignored when I came in after Pierre Audi, who has done a fantastic job and is at the moment doing a fantastic job rehearsing the Maria Vespers. I went to the rehearsals on Monday, and I think it is going to be really exceptional. It is, of course, the opening event of our Holland Festival this Saturday. But for me, I follow a long list of fantastic directors, and I'm very proud that we have 3 former Holland Festival directors featured in this festival edition. We have Pierre Audi opening our festival. We have 2 performances by Ivo van Herve, who of course was the director before Pierre, and we are featuring a piece of Jan van Flyman's music, which I think is a very beautiful thing for us to do, looking back at the great history of the Holland Festival.
Als je iemand waar dan ook opvolgt, zorg dat je niet in zijn voetstappen treedt. Briljant als hij was, Pierre Audi. Je moet dus een eigen stempel drukken op een festival, zegt Ruth Mackenzie. Maar hij is hier wel nu, Pierre Audi. Hij is bezig met de voorbereiding, de repetities van de Maria Vespers, onze openingsvoorstelling aanstaande zaterdag. Bijzonder, zegt Ruth Mackenzie, dat er 3 voormalige artistiek leiders present zijn. Jan van Vlijm is dan overleden, maar zijn muziek klinkt. En Ivo van Hoven heeft ook een productie, een van de voorgangers, namelijk voor Pierre Audi. Well, you stepped in when... Well, the world has always been changing, but rapidly, so it seems, right now, around us, democracy in danger, immigration, new types of leadership, the decline of Europe. Is it time to redefine the role of the arts in society?
I think that just as in 1947, the arts is really urgently needed to help us define our future. I'm not sure that Europe is really in decline. I mean, of course, there are problems, most obviously in the United Kingdom, but the Netherlands is in good shape. France is also in good shape. Let's see what happens with the German elections in the autumn. I don't think we should give up on the dream of Europe.
And how important is or are the arts in this changing society, do you think?
I think the arts are absolutely vital to help us understand what is happening now, to help us build for a good future, just as they were so vital in 1947, when the communities, the people of Amsterdam, of Holland, and of course of Edinburgh and of Avignon all turned to international artists and asked them to create new international festivals and build after the Second World War.
De kunsten zijn net zo belangrijk nu als toen in 1947. En let wel, ik geloof niet dat Europa tanende is. De grootste problemen zijn in het Verenigd Koninkrijk, maar het gaat geweldig in Nederland, Frankrijk. Je hebt het gezien nu, de verkiezingen. En we hopen natuurlijk het beste voor de verkiezingen in Duitsland. Nee, maar neem 1947, toen het Holland Festival begon. En ook Edinburgh en Avignon. Dat waren toen kleine festivals, maar zijn allemaal uitgegroeid tot geweldig grote en belangrijke internationale festivals. Well, your next step will be Paris, the Châtelet. Is that a parallel sort of function there for you?
Just as with the Holland Festival, there is a tradition of innovation at the Théâtre du Châtelet. So I am very lucky to keep exploring with artists the way to reinvent new forms of art with new audiences. But I still have another festival to do here in Amsterdam, and actually, of course, we've also announced already an enormous and thrilling project for 2019, Aus Licht by Stockhausen. Mm-hmm. So I still have half my contract left to do, 17 and 18.
Are there any chances that there will be collaborations between the Holland Festival and the Châtelet?
Well, strangely, the artistic directors of both places seem to share the same taste. So I am hopeful that we will find ways to work together.
Well, so do we. But I wish you a great festival. We just mentioned Jonas Kaufmann, the Maria Vespers. Is there another highlight you would like to mention?
I guess it's important to talk about Democracy in America, another opening event by the great director Romeo Castellucci, one of a series of great artists who are bringing us their latest thoughts on, as you mentioned, the challenges facing democracy today.
Ruth McKenzie, I wish you a wonderful, great and festive festival, Holland Festival, this month, coming month.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much. Yes, bye-bye.
Tot ziens.
Ja. De openingsvoorstelling Maria Vespers, dat is een andere Democratie in Amerika van Castellucci. Zo belangrijk om, je hoorde te zeggen, om de kunsten in de maatschappij, de veranderende maatschappij, een plek te blijven geven. Want kunst betekent, heeft betekenis en is uitermate belangrijk voor